right, continuing to wrap up a very busy week. And it certainly has been a busy week, hasn't it? I'm going to share a couple of bits of sound that I found interesting. One from yesterday, a lot of action on Capitol Hill this week. A lot of hearings, a lot of action. We'll start with bite number one. There was a lot of conversation about federal background checks yesterday. Background checks. And the question about what the penalty is for lying on a background check came up, right? It came up, and it was not well received. Bite number one, listen to this. Bite one, go.
Wilcox, if a person lies on Form 4473 and is a user of unlawful drugs, you can get between 5 to 10 years for that. Is that correct? Is that my understanding?
No, I believe Congress changed the sentence last Congress.
What is that sentence now?
Up to 15.
Up to 15 years. Why hasn't Hunter Biden been prosecuted for the crime that he committed?
I'm not aware of the facts of that case and can't comment on it.
Okay, who do we talk to see why this case is not being prosecuted? I mean, he said very clearly in his book that he used drugs, he had a gun.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman.
State, point of order.
Totally irrelevant and not germane to this proceeding.
Sir, he's got his 5 minutes. Go ahead, continue.
He's got a court of law.
Okay, so I understand why you do not want Mr. Wilcox to answer that question. It's very clear why you don't want, because there's a dual system of justice in America. That's what's going on right now, and everybody's talking about it across America. There's two standards of justice that are going on.
Yeah. Two standards of justice are going on. You think? You think so, huh? Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Let's see here. What else did I have? Just so much. Ron DeSantis, is he going to run for president? Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. He sat down with Piers Morgan, did Ron DeSantis. And he's been criticized heavily for different things. But he said, you know, look, I don't like going to cocktail parties. I'd rather do my job than go see my family and hang out with them. I like my family. It's why I have a family. It's bite number seven with the governor of Florida. Here it is, bite seven. Go.
One of the other criticisms that's used against you is about your personality. It probably comes from people who don't know you very well, right? Because those who do, who I've spoken to, tell a different story. But you're being depicted in some of the national media as very intense, quite boring, charisma devoid. You know, someone reviewed your book and said he would launch any charm offensive unarmed.
Well, I appreciate the knocks on the book. It's the number one book in America, right? Far and away. I've sold more than any non-president in the history of the country in terms of the first week. So we've been doing pretty good. A lot of people like it.
Does a hostile New York Times review help sales?
Yes. With conservatives, of course it does. Yes. So here's the thing. I think, you know, these are people who are in the political class, journalist class, politicians, and like D.C. in particular. They get mad. I don't do the cocktail parties. I don't like rubbing elbows with other people. I like doing my job and then spending time with my family. That's just what I do. A lot of the people that are criticizing, you know, they would say, oh, he doesn't do well with donors. He doesn't glad hand with them. And yet I raise more money than any non-presidential candidate in the history of America. Are you kidding me? So we tend to do, we do well. But I do think that, you know, I deal better with regular people than I do with some of the people in the political class.
Your book.
Yeah. And then he does with people in the political class. Well, you know, there you go. Yeah. Strange. Strange that people attack him in the ways that they do, but so it is. I don't want to go to your political party. I don't want to go to your cocktail party. I don't want to hang out with you folks. I just want to, you know, go home and hang out with my family. Sounds like a pretty good thing to do. Sounds like a pretty good thing to do to me. Anyhow, you know, okay, so the takeaway from this week is Donald Trump was not arrested, not indicted. And in fact, the grand jury was supposed to meet on Wednesday. That got stopped, and that didn't happen. Then they were supposed to meet on Thursday, and that got stopped, and that didn't happen. And then there were promises it was going to happen next week, being this coming week. I don't know that it's going to happen. You see, the whole case is garbage. And they know it. They know it. And they try to push it through anyway. And it seems that they just don't seem to understand that the jig is up. All of these attacks, all of these inflated accusations, all of these smear jobs are seen by the majority of Americans for exactly what they are. Do you realize that Joe Biden's popularity is almost at its all-time low now? That's how far it has slid, almost to its all-time low. Joe Biden in the high 30s, his approval numbers, they're terrible. Terrible. And because the economy is good? No. Because the border is secure? No. Anyhow, Joe Biden's in trouble. Maybe there's hope for us yet. Quick break. I'll be right back.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.